Oh, yeah, we're not letting that happen over here. Mm. Ain't no growing out over here. Nope.
Sorry.
Really?
No.
What?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I tried.
Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every week, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Proud and Curly Podcast. I'm back with I Am K. Nicole.
Hello, it's me.
She's in the studio. And we both don't have hair, finally. The last time we were here, we were in my basement filming. In like a small thing, we're like, hi, trying to fit in the shot.
Oh, we got space now.
Yeah, we got some more space. We just set up the studio today. It's still a work in progress, as you guys know. But yeah, I'm excited to have you back.
I'm excited to be
Because she's going to be updating us. She's been doing a lot. It's been a lot. It's 2020 happened. We had no idea what was about to happen when we filmed that episode. Like, we were like... Oh, at the end of it, we were like, oh, yeah,
last year, so happy.
We were like, 2019 wasn't bad, like, I can't say it was bad, and then we were like, 2020, it'll be fine, if we could just cut our hair, like, we're gonna be goals.
Cut our hair, and then COVID hit, like.
We were so oblivious to what was happening.
I mean, nobody
as
knew.
I know, right. As everyone was, but it's just like so funny to look back and think like, yeah. Wow, you remember when you had no idea this was about to happen, and then it was just a whole different mindset.
Yeah, it's like, what were we thinking about? Like, really, what were we worried about? Or, I don't know.
Not this.
Now it just seems like irrelevant. It's like, okay. So I wanted to bring Corey back. Corey has to update us. She's trying different hair colors and stuff. So I'm just like, I think you have something to say, Corey, and I think you should just come back on.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I mean, I've just been...
Yeah. Oh, wait, sorry.
Oh, my bad.
But we're also just going to be chilling. We have a K. Nicole drink.
Oh, I'm screaming.
A cocktail with K.
Cocktails with K.
This is the strawberry... Mint refresher.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta write this
down. Yes, yes, yes. It's really good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Very light. Well,
tequila, a little lemonade, lime, and mint.
I keep slurping on this stuff. I'm like, it must be good. I got lime all up in my mouth. It's good. It's really refreshing for the hot, the heat.
The heat coming in.
It's coming in. Be sipping, sipping, sipping. We already been sipping.
So we're just going to catch up today. We're just going to chill. Welcome to the podcast. If you're new around here, subscribe. Check us out. Check out some other videos. Check out Corey's other two podcast episodes because she shares her story from the beginning of her hair journey. And then our last episode was like an update. And, like, a career, like, after college kind of update, too. So
yeah.
That was pretty cool. And today, who knows what we're going to talk about. So, yeah.
We don't even know.
Right?
The tequila going to be doing a talking. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm excited. It's going to be great. I'm excited to be here. Studio setup turned out really cute.
Yeah, thank you for helping me. We're struggling. The curtains fell, as y'all know.
Listen.
It's the same day, so...
It's okay.
Yeah.
We're here.
We'll get it together on the next one. Hopefully it'll look a little better.
We're here. And it's cute. That's all that matters.
We got lights. We got the mics working.
That's all that matters. We are here.
Yeah. So, how have you been since they've last seen you?
I'm like, how was I that day when y'all last saw me?
Yeah.
No, I've been doing good. I mean, I've been really just keeping myself busy, and I think that that's a productive thing to do during times like this because you don't want to give yourself too much time to really sit and dwell on certain things, and, you know, just keeping my mind busy is always better for me. What just happened?
I just realized.
What?
Your podcast wasn't out when we did it.
Mm-mm.
That's an update. Okay, I'm like, wait, what feels different? I'm like, Corey has a whole podcast
what
now.
Happened?
Corey literally has a whole podcast.
I'm screaming.
Because I'm like, why does this feel weird hearing you talk?
It feels
right
weird. I feel weird because I haven't I haven't been in this spot in a while. So, yeah, it's definitely like when you were like, you felt weird when I was interviewing you. Now I feel weird on the other end. But, yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
It's lit. Y'all, my eyes doing this thing. It's watering, but it's okay. I just knew I was gonna be okay for the whole day, like until it was time to film. I just knew that something was gonna start messing with me. It's okay.
Is it from the pollen?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's
Is
all.
There anything we could do?
No, it's okay. I'm just gonna be like laughing and crying at the same time. Wiping my little tears out my eye. It's okay. I'm good.
I'm excited. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was just
That's
like,
okay.
Hey.
I was like, dang, what did I do? What did I say? I thought I had dropped a bar for y'all or something. I was like, keep your mind busy. She was like, I mean, you know, like I said, I've been pretty good since that time. That was a long time ago.
Right.
Yeah, you know, just been working, building my businesses, and that has been consuming my life. You know, it's been
taking
consuming.
Off.
Consuming my whole year since then. So, yeah that's
wow.
what I've been doing.
Every time we film, I'm like, let's watch the last one just to see, like, where we came from.
Yeah.
And it's, like, just cool.
It is. And even just, like, seeing those clips, I was like, oh, my God, like, wow, look at us.
We're talking about CKC and Crochet by K.
Just, like, I don't know. It was just a whole different energy, I feel like. We can be happy now, but there was just a whole different kind of happiness a year ago,
yeah.
which is kind of weird. But you could just tell, like, we're just chilling. Like, we just seem so carefree, you know. But,
Just like, if we could just cut our hair, then everything would be great.
Literally, that's all I wanted to do
and...
was a big chop.
Yeah. Right after that episode, we both big chopped.
Mm-hmm.
We actually stuck to the word.
Yeah, it was no,
yeah.
it was no cap.
We kept
it
our
was,
promise.
Look, I was just like, we gonna do this.
Right.
Yes, it happened. Chopped. No regrets.
So how'd you feel? How did it go? What was the experience like?
It was, okay.
Because you recorded it.
I did record that. I posted that. I don't think I think I was on FaceTime with my god sister at the time, so I don't think a lot of the audio is in that video. I was nervous, honestly, because me and my mom have different hair, so she's always been able to, like, go back to her short hair whenever, you know, she's in a rut, or, like, if she just gets tired or whatever, and it's just like, okay, what do I do next? Just cut it off. And she always looked good with short hair, and her hair is just, like, good hair, right? So... I'm like, our hair texture is a little different. Mine is a lot thicker than hers in some instances. Like, she has thick hair, don't get me wrong, but it's just like our hair reacts differently to different chemicals. So she would cut her hair and then relax it in order to wear her hair curly. So it would, like, loosen up her curls just enough so that they're not, like, stuck to her head.
Mm-hmm.
Because other than that, you know, we have, like, really coarse, thick hair. So it wouldn't be the most ideal to, like, style it and maintain it like that if it's short. So I was just like, if your hair reacts like this, is my hair gonna react like this? And she's just kind of like, I don't know what your hair is gonna do because we've never done this. So I was just very nervous. I didn't know how it was gonna look. And, you know, it was a lot of emotions that day, you know? So I was just like, all right, whatever, we're just gonna try it. We're gonna see what happens. And she just started cutting, and she started cutting in the front, okay? So there was no...
going back.
There was no, oh, we're not doing this. We're just going to do a bob and keep it going. No, we cut this part first. I remember we did that. From the video, I'm just like, sis, there's no turning back.
She's like, you want me to cut it? Okay.
It's being chopped off. So she cut all my hair off, and I looked at myself, and I was like, I look literally insane. Like, my hair, I was just, you know, I've never seen myself like that, and I was just like, oh, my God, what am I about to look like? But, you know, I was still very much excited. And I was just like, look, if I don't like it, hair grows back. I can put a wig on. Like, I really wasn't attached, you know. I wanted to do something new. I wanted to try it. And I was confident that we were going to be able to make it work. I just didn't know, you know, if I was going to have that easy process or if it was going to be like, oh, I'm going to have to learn how to really do this. Yeah, like how to do this. So that's how that went. Cut it off, relaxed it. And it turned out really nice. I mean, I was just like, I have little curl. Like, I was shocked because, you know, coming from having relaxed hair for a majority of my life as a child, I was just like, this is all I know. Like, I don't think I have curly hair. Everyone's like, girl, you black. Your hair is curly. What are you talking about? And I'm like, I have never seen my hair in that state before. So that's why I was just like, I don't know what it looks like. I don't know what my curls are like. I don't know what they look like. So even when my hair was like wet, it wasn't curly, you know, maybe a little wave or something, but mainly just straight pieces. So I was like, I actually got curls in my head. I was like, oh my God, this is kind of cute. Yeah. So the first day, it was like, you know, it was a shock. It was cute. I liked it. But I was like, let me put my makeup on so that I can, you know, feel
my face. Get used to it. Yeah, I was being like, short and not having nothing else.
I was like, let me just put my face on because I need to feel good about myself. But I really did like it. And, you know, I posted pictures that day and I got such a good reaction from people, good response. People didn't think I was really going to go through with it. I'm like, no, I'm going to do it. I'm doing it. It's done. It's chopped. It's on the floor.
It's over.
It's on the floor now. So, so yeah, that's how that went. I don't remember if it was the next day, maybe in the next week. That's when I dyed it. I did jet black because my hair is like a really unflattering, dusty brown color that I'm really not a fan of, especially in the sunlight. It's just not attractive for me, especially on my skin tone. So I'm like, I either want jet black, like black. Or a color. So we went with jet black and I really, really loved, oh my God, my hair was so cute. My hair was so cute back then. Promise. Like I have these pictures and I'm just like, ugh, this was my best hair day. My hair was freshly dyed. It was so shiny. It was beautiful. My curls were popping. I loved it. Edges were on swim. Like waves were on swim. My mom like gets the baby hairs down to a science. So I'm just like, yeah. I want to say it was maybe like a week after I had first cut it and relaxed it, then I dyed it.
Really?
And then that was,
Oh.
Yeah, because I hadn't had a relaxer.
So waiting for that.
In a while, yeah. I think, right before I cut my hair. I don't think I had a relaxer in a while. And so when you're doing all those chemicals and stuff, it's like your first relaxer bag, y'all, that thing might burn a little bit. You know, I'm a little tender head, I'm a little sensitive. So I was just like, yeah, I'll do the color. Not at the same time because it was gonna really burn my scalp. So I just wanted to wait and see too, like how my hair was even gonna look. And you know, once you cut it the first day, it's like by the second day, it kind of already starts to grow a little bit and kind of like get into its form a little bit more, I feel like. So yeah, that's how that went. Very liberating, very much like probably the best thing I could have ever done.
I wish I had. I do want to get into dyeing my hair because I feel like my hair color, it gets, especially in the sun, it gets lighter. So I know what you mean. Like, I don't know if that's the color I'm going for.
Right. That's how I was feeling. And I was like, I'm not going to have this cute fresh cut and then be having this dusty brown looking color.
Like, is that?
It's not intentional. No, not at all. Not at all. Just looks ashy.
Yeah. We went and we cut it short. When did we start getting back into the color? Because Corey's always been into color, if you guys know from her first episode. She talked about in high school she liked to experiment with color. And I was like, what? Corey, I've never seen. I was like, well, with the crochet hair, yeah, I've seen you with color. But I was like, you dyed your hair?
Yes. So
it's coming back in the short brown.
If y'all didn't, okay, so yeah, y'all probably know if you watched, you know, my previous episode, then you would know my mom was a hairstylist. So she is a licensed cosmetologist, but she's kind of like slowing down with doing hair. So, you know, when I was growing up, she was always doing my hair. I didn't really, nobody else touched my hair. So I've always loved color and I was always that girl that's like, I want my whole head to be a color. And she's looking at me like I'm crazy because I used to wear my real hair a lot. When I had a relaxer, I wore my real hair. you know, whether it was long or whether that was when it was short, because it was really long for a point, and then I cut it into a bob, and then I let it grow. Like, I was always wearing my real hair. So she would always tell me, she's like, the only way that you're going to color your whole hair, like, the only way you're going to bleach your whole head is if you shave your head or if you cut your hair off, just, you know, because that hair, I couldn't imagine, like, my hair long and then bleaching it, because even now it's just like, I know my hair is not in the best condition, you know, like, it's bleach, it's a chemical, so it's obviously going to damage your hair. You can still maintain it and make it feel soft and everything, but it's damaged. So she was like, the only way you're gonna be able to do that is if you shave your head. So I'm just like, oh, you know, back then I'm like, I could not even imagine myself with short hair. Like, I couldn't even imagine it before I decided that this was what I wanted to do. So I don't know what really possessed me. I think once I got comfortable with my short hair and I realized, like, okay, this is really cute. I'm figuring this thing out. I'm learning how to style it. You know, I'm learning how to make my curls pop. And it's so low maintenance for me. Like, I don't do a whole extensive routine like how I see all the natural girls be doing. Like, the full wash and goes and, like, step by step. Like, my routine is, like, really quick. Easy. I don't have all these products and everything, so I'm just like, my hair is really easy to maintain. I got really comfortable with it and felt confident, and I was just like, I think it would be cool if I had some color. Like, you know, I think it would be fun to just experiment with color, because now I have that short hair. I'm like, and you know, my hair, you know, it's a little, I'm not exactly bald right now. I have a little bit of hair on my head right now, but I remember a couple months ago when I cut it, I was like, cut it low, like low, low. Like, you could see my scalp. Like, I wasn't all the way bald, but like, my hair was really, really short. And I was just like, yeah, just cut it off. Cause it was a point in time where it's just like, when you have short hair, it grows so fast. So I'm like, if I want to fully be able to enjoy
it being short and low maintenance,
my hairstyle. So I'm like, if you have long hair, you go every 2 weeks to get your hair done, or if you wear wigs or sew-ins or whatever, you know, you have that routinely maintenance that you need to do. So I'm like, if I want to enjoy my hairstyle, especially now when I have color, I'm like, it has to be short. Like, when I first go get it done, it's going to have to be short, because within, you know, a couple days to a week, then it'll start to get to that length that I actually want it to be, and then I'll be able to rock that for another week or two, and then after that, it'll be time to, like, start the whole process over again. So yeah, I'm like, right now it looks like I have a little bit of hair, because I do, but before I, like, cut it really, really short, which I'll probably do again next time because it's getting hot. And I'm like, yeah, the lighter the better for me at this point. So that's kind of, you know, I just had that mentality. I'm like, let me just try it. And I literally, it was random, really random one day. And I was just like, Mom, do you want to dye my hair today? Like, cut my hair, dye it, like, bleach it, and, like, try to dye it. She's like, what are you talking about? It was very spontaneous, very spur of the moment. And she agreed. And we literally spent hours trying to figure it out, because it was a whole process. I'm like, it was not, like, boom, boom, boom. It was a lot.
What was the first color you did?
The first color that I did, it was like I was going for a lavender, like lilac, lavender, whatever. But, you know, that's not really realistic. Not really realistic with real hair. Only because, you know, she's like, the hair has to be really, really light, or even white to put that color on it, for it to show up to be that color.
So vibrant. You have to go like platinum. Blonde white.
Mm-hmm. And you know, my real hair is not lifting to that color. So we lifted my hair. Well, the first time we did it, you know, she didn't use that strong of a developer, and then we didn't leave it on for that long because we didn't know how my hair was really going to react. So the first time it was kind of like just trial and error to see what my hair was going to do and how it was going to react to it. So yeah, so we did the lightener, we left it on there for a little bit, rinsed it off, and my hair, it goes to this like brassy orangey color. It gets really light, honestly. My hair gets really light, but not white. So it's like more of a blonde, like an orange, like that really, you know, brassy. I don't think you want brassy when you want to do those like cool ice tones. I think you want to get that brassiness out. That's why they do like purple shampoo and stuff like that. So yeah, it was like one of those colors that I was going for, like that lilac light dusty purple that I was trying to get. So I had put this lavender color. It was literally, I think it was called lavender. So we put that on my hair and, you know, it didn't really take it. It was still very much orange, but you could see that there was like a little bit of purple going through it. And I was like, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was still like a little tint on there. But then, you know, she recommended to put something darker to, you know, actually deposit the colors. I'm like, if the color is too light, it's just not gonna, it's not gonna take.
Right.
So we did something darker. I think we did this color. It was more of like a fuchsia color. So it was kind of like a deep reddish, pinkish kind of color. But that mixed with the purple kind of gave me the color that I really liked at that time. Because we just put it right on top. So it was cool. You know, it was a lot of, it was, like I said, it was a lot of trial and error. It was a lot of concoctions. I found that I was trying to find a color that was going to be just like a one-step process, because it's already a process to bleach it and then color it. So I'm like, if I got to do two colors, that's like, oh my God, that's overkill.
A whole nother step.
Yeah, I'm like, that's kind of overkill. If I got to bleach for 30 and then do each color for 30, that's just like a long time. And I'm, you know, just trying to maximize. I'm like, whatever we can do the fastest, be more efficient. But yeah, it's got to be a two-step for me. Like, we try to get out of it, it just doesn't work out. So, yeah, even, like, this color right now, the color that I have right now is the color that I really, really like, and it was, like, kind of the easiest color for us to achieve. And I was like, okay, yeah, I think this is going to be it. It is still a two-step coloring process, but I don't think I'm mad about it. I'm like, it gives me a nice purple color that you can still see, but it's not too deep, because a lot of the purples are, like, deep. I'm like, I don't want, like, deep dark, because I want you to be able to see it whether I'm in the sun or not in the sun, so.
I like this color.
Thanks!
It's, like, purple and pink.
Yeah, it has that little splash of pink in there, so. I like it. I think it's a vibe. I'm having fun with my hair. I mean, I'm just like, it's short. I'm going to cut it off, so I don't really have any attachment to it right now, so I don't care about bleaching it or frying it or whatever, as long as I don't damage my hair follicles or whatever. I'm like, I obviously want my hair to grow back so that I can, you know, keep playing around with it. But yeah, so we just, like, now my routine is to use I think she uses a stronger developer now that we know that my hair can take it, and it'll do what it needs to do. It'll lighten a lot faster too. So use a developer, bleach it, rinse that. First color, leave that for like 30 minutes, rinse that. Second color, about 30, 45 minutes, rinse that, and then I'm good to go.
How does that feel? Does it feel like anything on your hair? We had highlights, but that was a long time.
Bleach burns. Bleach is like a relaxer.
Bleach burns?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. That's why I was watching Ravens. I'm like, she bleached her hair three times in a row. Because it's almost like, you know, they always tell you, don't scratch your scalp, don't get your hair wet before you get a relaxer, because you open your pores up and then you put those chemicals right on top. That's why I'm like, how does she manage to put bleach, let it sit, rinse it, and then apply more bleach? My head will be on fire. And her head was on fire in that video. She's like, it burns so bad. I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that. So
reconsider.
It's like,
my hair is looking dark in this video. So how much bleach? How long?
Well, you know, my natural hair is dark too. So I mean, it's just, you know, it's a little tingle, girl. But it depends on how light you're trying to go to.
I don't know what I'm trying to do.
It depends on how light you're trying to go, and, you know, it just depends on how long you gotta let the bleach sit. Because it's like, when you first apply it, you're good, but it's just like, as it starts to sit, you're like, ooh, okay, this is a little tingly.
I was trying to do a hairstyle, or the hairstyle she did in that video, where she, like, set it and, like, wrapped it. Mm-hmm. Did not turn out. I was like, why would I think that my hair would do that? And her hair is basically, like, straightened from the bleach. Mm-hmm. It's like, straightened her curl pattern in a way. So it's like,
the bleach relaxer, man. It relaxes them curls.
I don't think my hair could do that. But it's fine. It was cute.
I don't know. I'm very much like, the only thing that I really, really want to do is I want to try to get finger waves. But that's really it. Like, I'm not that girl that's like, oh, I want to find a whole bunch of different ways to style my short hair. I'm like, no, actually, I just want my hair to be short. Like, really short. I'm like, my hair is so short right now. Ain't no styling. There's nothing to do to this. You just gotta let it do what it do. That's it.
I miss it that short. Growing it out now, I'm just like,
girl, you got hair at the top. You got hang time. You got hang time.
The struggle is real, though. And then in the back, I actually have a mullet.
Hang time so in the back. So it's like... Yeah.
I'm trying to...
No. Yeah.
Keep it all uniform.
In a mirror like this, trying to smush it down. I'm like, see, it's like you get short hair.
What y'all doing back there?
And you're doing the exact opposite. You want them things to sit down a little bit so that it all the shape is right, you know?
Right.
I don't know. It's just... I just be like, look, if I want to change my hair, I'm just going to put a wig on.
Right. That's what I'm
not
going
to try to.
I'm thinking about, because I'm like, this growing out process is not.
I gave up on that.
It's like I'm trying to relearn, like, because having it short is so easy. You could just wash it real quick, put a little bit of product, and it's good to go. You're good to go for the day.
Out the door.
It'll be cute when it's wet, and then dry it's like
The only thing that I will say is sometimes with certain hairstyles, with long hair, you don't really have to do that much maintenance every day, and it's like once I get up in the morning, my hair is very much smushed to my head, so I do have to wet my hair every day and kind of, you know, revive it, but that's literally like a 5 minute or less process, so I'm like, I don't mind doing that every day, but if you ask me, That's less maintenance for me. I'm like, I don't have to wrap it. I don't have to, you know, make sure my edge is not sweating out. Like, I just go. That's it. Just easy. Easy, breezy, beautiful.
So you're saying short and...
Most definitely. No questions asked.
Color. At least for this year, for the summer.
Yeah. I literally thought about it. I was like, don't want to go back jet black. But then I was like, ooh, don't do that. Don't do that. don't do that because I mean going jet black, like that's not a quick reverse for
really?
Me
because of the bleach,
it's just so dark, it's really dark, so I would have to do a lot of bleach work to get it to go back light again right away,
right.
I would literally have to rock that black for a little minute, let it fade a little bit before I decide to bleach it again. So I'm like, yeah, I'm not ready to go back
dark.
When you
get done with your colors, then maybe.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I don't know if I'm going to stay in this pink purple range all summer. I'm trying to figure that part out because I might try another color or something. I don't know. We'll see. I really, honestly and truly, like, I want to try blonde. Like, everyone's like, oh, you will be so cute with blonde. I'm like, okay, but... Now, blonde is probably, like, the hardest color to maintain. Like, I thought red was hard, y'all. Red fades so fast. Red, pink. Because my hair was just pink 2 weeks ago. Like, pink. You don't remember that? My hair was pink.
I remember the red, too.
It was burgundy for a while. The dark burgundy is okay, but the lighter, like, pinks and reds, like, the vibrant ones, they fade so fast. So, I'm like, I thought this was going to be easy. But my hair was orange, like, real quick. And I was like, no. So that's kind of why I went back dark with this one. Like, we do a lighter purple first and then a darker one on top so that it just doesn't fade so fast. Because I'm like, sis. Okay. Yum.
Okay. Yum. Cheers.
Cheers.
I'm crazy about that one.
This thing is good. Hold up.
I didn't pull my mullet out.
What you was saying? You want to do what? With your hair?
Oh, I want to try to make the mullet look like something.
Oh, God.
In a photo-esque kind of shoot thing.
I'm screaming.
Rihanna style.
Please.
We'll see what happens.
Rihanna style.
We'll see how it goes. But hers is like...
Yeah,
a whole wig
long.
Thing.
Yeah,
like...
she got pieces. Yeah, for sure. Hello, it's me. My little haircut. My little hair. My
I love it.
Edges. I'm trying to learn how to do my edges, y'all. It's a work in progress.
Right.
Learning experience. I'm trying to get it down because I can't rely on my mama all the time. I don't live with her no more. Like, I can't be trying to preserve my edges for days.
I just
I mean,
be
I
using
could.
A little
I gotta get that edge brush.
I wanna try that too.
Yeah, because I'm still using a toothbrush and it ain't working. I used a comb the other day and I was like, this is really easy. Like, this is a lot easier. Why am I using a toothbrush?
Yeah, I like
why
that.
Why am I not using a comb?
And your fingers to hold it down where you want it to.
Yes, I'm literally taking my nails and going like this and putting the hairs where I want them to go. I'm like, not this is my comb right here. let's get it done. Okay, let's do that.
However you can get it. Lay them down.
They gotta lay down because that's the only thing I'm like, the only way that this is gonna be cute and put together is if I do my edges.
I feel that too.
That's it.
That's been me too.
Like, the only way that this is gonna work.
I feel like I don't look put together. Mm-mm. Or like the style is put together.
Because our little hair be going all over the place. Yeah. Or at least mine do. Them edges be all over the place. No, thank you. No, thank you. But yeah, I mean, that's my hair update. You know, I'm just chilling. I'm just doing what I gotta do. My pillowcases are purple. That's fine. Hmm? My pillowcases are purple. Hmm. That's it.
Oh, from your hair?
Correct. They're not intentionally supposed to be purple, but they are now. It's okay. It's fine. Sacrifice. I'm really good about, like, you know, not leaning my head on surfaces. Like, I'm very conscious about it, so.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So here we are.
Hair updates. I got a whole hair company now.
Corey, that's what, okay.
Ah, I got a whole hair, luxury hair extension business now, so I can easily go from bald to inches in a matter of seconds. The main motivation for me to cut my hair, I wanted to feel more free. I wanted to know how to style my hair because my hair was a lot of maintenance. And then I was just like, I'm wearing so many protective styles. Now, granted, I was wearing a lot of braids, you know, kind of missed the braid wave. And I thought that I was growing my hair out so that I could get braids recently. And I was just like, sis, I can't do this.
Really?
I can't do this. My hair was so long, but still so thick. And, you know, it was just kind of like stuck to my head. It was hard to style it every day. And it was just like, it's just so thick, you know, even with the color, but I hadn't like colored it in a minute. I'm just like, we're gonna have to cut this off.
Getting to the stage where it feels like it's long enough for the braids is a lot.
I was like, this don't have to be a lot. Because she's like, I'm gonna need at least 3 inches. I'm like, 3 inches? Yeah, I'm gonna cut this off because I just can't. So, yeah. So I wanted to, you know, learn how to do my hair because I didn't want to be dependent on my mom for the rest of my life because I'm like, eventually she's not going to want to do my hair anymore. And also, I was just wearing a lot of protective styles. I was wearing a lot of wigs, even though, yes, they might have been U-part wigs or whatever, but I'm just like, if I can just put a wig on. I started to honestly get a lot of wigs from the beauty supply store, so they weren't U-parts for too long, but I'm like, if I can just throw on a wig, I'm good, you know? And the process for me to put on a wig before with all that hair, no.
Too much. Braid it down.
Too much. Braid it down. I can't braid, so now I'm still depending on my mom or somebody else, or I'm trying my hardest to do it myself, and it's just like, it's not laying flat. And then I will keep those braids in my hair for months on end, so the takedown is a mess, you know, and I feel like doing that, like, I feel like protective styles are only good when you do what you're supposed to do. Like, you get them done properly, you wear them for the amount of time that you're supposed to wear them for. Because I'm like, if you just keep them in for way too long, you're trying to take it down, there's a lot of shedding, there's a lot of tangling, there's a lot of breakage. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it can kind of be very much counterproductive, if you ask me. If you leave it in too long. So I'm like, this is not working. I was losing so much hair when I was taking down my protective styles. And I'm just like, my hair cannot be healthy like this. Like, it just can't be. Mm. So, yeah. I was like, let's cut it off so that our wigs can always lay flat. Your girl has bundles and wigs now. Ooh. So I'm very excited about it. And it's just nice to have that peace of mind. No, you don't got to worry about where you're going to get your next wig from or how much it's going to cost or whatever. Like, I got everything I need, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, that's definitely something that happened since the last... Oop, I keep hitting my little mic. Definitely something that's happened since the last episode where y'all seen me, so...
Right. Because we were talking about Smudge and Crochet Back Hay, which are still happening.
They're still happening.
Still
crochet
popping.
Back Hay is still popping. Smudge always on my lips at all times. It's okay. Yeah.
But we're adding in the hair company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we got hair.
Okay. I need to, because I'm like, I need to get into some wigs or something to, like, give me a break.
Yeah. Yes.
And just to switch it up, switch up my style. I got some wigs off Amazon. Mm-hmm. Some curly wigs. So yes.
I'll be seeing literally quick.
How that looks. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Literally. I'm like, I've never done, like, the frontal, the whole frontal thing and the gluing and the melting and all of that. I've never had that. It's like I want to, like I just want to see what I would look like with it, but right. I know I cannot keep up with that maintenance for sure. I'm right. Like, look, less maintenance the better. But like for a photo shoot or something, I'm like, come on now. Like,
yeah.
Just for like, maybe even just like, you know, a content weekend, because most of the time we're bulk shooting anyway, so we're getting a lot of content within like a 2-day time frame. I'm like, them edges gonna have to hold up for 2 days now, come on. So I'm like, maybe I'll try that soon, because you know the baby hairs are in, they're still in. I thought it would be done by now, like the whole frontals with the dramatic swirls and swoops and everything, but it's still in. So
right.
I'm like, I want to try it.
I did it like years ago, trying to learn how to do it and quit.
It's a lot. When they told me, like, what is it, like 2 weeks, I think, that the lace is going to lift up? Or is it less than that? No, it might be less than that.
What?
You know what I'm talking about? Like, getting, when you get the sew-in or whatever, and then they do the frontal, and they glue that part down.
Talking about, no, I was talking about a wig.
It's still a wig, though.
But sew down?
Yeah. Don't they sew down wigs?
Yeah, I've never gotten that done. No.
I don't know if it's a sewing with the frontal, if it's a wig. I think it's a frontal wig. Like what Raven wears too. And a lot of these other people too. You know.
They put the wig on 2 weeks? Or with the bold hole.
I think maybe it's like a week. It might 2 weeks might be a stretch. When I said it, I was like, wait, is it less than that? I think it might be less than that. Y'all can see, I don't know anything about it. I ain't never had one, so I don't know. All I know is that they said, you know, by the time you get it done, that lace is lifting up and you have to, you know, get the frontal maintained. Everything else in the back is fine, it's just the front part. And I'm just like, of course. The part that everyone's gonna see is the part that I'm gonna have to keep coming back to fix. How does that work?
Or maintain yourself.
I quit already, just thinking about it.
Still gonna have to learn how to do the baby hairs. So
that's what I'm like. I just
on the wig or on your hair.
One day, cause I'm like, if I want to wear like a really poppin', like bright color. It's gonna have to be a whole wig, you know, and I just want everything to be melted up here. I want that lace to be melted.
Right, we should just get it done.
I'm gonna do it. I don't know when, but I'm gonna do it. It's coming. Hair is just, oh my gosh. And you know, when you're a content creator too, it's just like you always have to think about it. Your hair has to match your outfit. I, you know, find myself now, I don't wear colors that don't complement my hair right now. I don't do that. I try to, you know, I mean, these are my favorite tones. These are my colors. So these are always the colors that I'm in. But I'm just like, you're not going to catch me in orange right now unless I have a wig on.
What?
Correct. It's very much like a lifestyle. Like, I have to make sure that I'm coordinating. I just stick to, like, my neutrals right now or my purples and pinks. You might catch me in, like, an olive green or something. Just muted colors. I just feel like this plus another vibrant color, if they're not really going well with each other. I don't want to say complimenting, because complimenting is, like, complimenting me in that yellow. That's, like, not... Those are two different spectrums.
Yeah.
I'm like, not complimenting each other, but like if they're not vibing with each other,
I'm not
trying to wear it, especially not if I got content to film and all that stuff. I'm like, hair is part of your outfit.
That's true.
It's part of your appearance, and you gotta make sure.
Wow, I never thought about it like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, until you have pink hair, then you think about it.
Like, I can't wear this shirt.
No way. That's why I'm just like, you know, it's easy for me because a lot of my wardrobe looks like this right now. Or I have a lot of black or white or gray, which is great. Nudes, because, you know, I did a whole nude segment for my birthday. So I have a lot of, you know, muted stuff like that. But then I also have, you know, my lime greens, my oranges and everything. I'm not really touching that stuff right now because I'm like, I don't want to look crazy. But I will put on a wig. I have my wigs. I have, you know, regular color wig. So it's not that I'm not wearing that stuff. I just gotta plan my outfit and my appearance accordingly. So yeah. It's okay. An extra step to think about in the morning. Right. Like, am I gonna put a wig on today? And most of the times the answer is no, because it's hot.
Yeah.
It's just hot. And it's like when you out and you run errands, you work and you sweat and it's hot outside and you're just like.
That's why I'm like, wig season, I missed it.
Yeah, because right now is not it.
Didn't I miss it?
I mean, but where are we going?
I know.
So wig season for content is at any time.
That's true.
So it's just like, you know, if I'm going to be in the house, that's most of the time, like, unless we're doing like pictures, like a photo shoot or something, that's the only time that we'll be outside. But that's not like a. It's not an all day. I mean, it can be an all day thing, but you know, I'm not going anywhere. So it's just like, I'm working. I'm just trying to get the picture, anything for the shot. So I have that mentality at that moment. But if I'm just, you know, doing my everyday, day to day, I don't want to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't want to be hot. I just want to relax. I'm like, I just want
to
chill.
Snap this wig, like, snatch it off.
I will snatch my wig off in the car. Yeah. I promise I will. I will not even make it home and the wig is snatched. Literally.
It's just like,
ooh. No shame in my game at all.
That's why I'm like, I want to get braids, but then I can't really imagine the hair on my neck right now.
Absolutely not. Like, and then I feel like that was another thing that I thought about, and I was just like, your head, you're probably going to go into shock. Because just like, it's like really shocking. Like, I remember when I first cut my hair off, I was like, oh my God, like you literally feel naked, like you just stripped yourself. Because you, it's just like, so light. And yeah. It's just like, oh my God. So it's a shocking experience then. I'm like, imagine almost a year later and now I have a whole head of braids. I'm like, braids are heavy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, the wigs, I can take the wigs just for enough time. Literally, like I said, just for enough time. I can comfortably wear a wig and then I'm snatching it off. And I'm like, imagine I can't snatch those braids off. I would probably lose my mind.
You'd be like, we're taking the braids out tonight.
Yeah, so that's why I was thinking about it, and I was just like, I don't think it's worth it right now. I don't think it's worth it.
I don't
right
know.
Now.
I'm thinking of a bob, but it has to be light hair, like light crochet or something, because I don't want nothing heavy, and I really don't want nothing pulling on my hair, like in the back.
Yeah, your hair is definitely really soft in the back. Girl, no. I don't think so.
Because this hair, the length it is, it's kind of like how when you get crochet and your hair is hanging,
yes,
like here.
Ooh,
and that just, I don't want that all over my head.
Painful.
Yeah.
The
so
tension.
I'm like, how long do I need to let it grow?
Longer than that. That's why I'm like, I quit. Cut it off, please and thanks.
Longer than? You don't think?
Mm-mm. I don't think so. And your hair is super soft.
Yeah. And my hair texture there is like straight.
Yes. No.
I don't know what is going to be gripped, but it's going to have to be, it's going to hurt.
My mom's like, you need to go ahead and get you a braided wig. And I'm like, right. No, it's not really giving scalpiana like how people are saying. I'm just saying. It's just like, it's cute, but like it don't like look
pictures.
Like it's coming out my head. It's not attached to my hair. Y'all know that's not my hair right there. It don't look real. You know it's a wig. So I've seen some good ones. I've seen a few good ones where I've seen the person, I'm just like, okay. Mainly like the faux locks. Like y'all can do a really good faux lock wig, but the box braids, I haven't seen like a really seamless box braid wig.
Maybe I should try some braided wigs.
Yes, a vibe. And then also, like, one of the influencers that I follow, she literally just had a regular wig and then her hairstylist just put braids in it and it was really cute and they were like just a bigger one, so it kind of like plaits a little bit, and I was like, I can just do that with my Crown Royal, honey. I don't gotta go buy no wigs.
Right.
I got enough wigs. I don't got room for no more wigs right now. So I'm like, if I could just get some braids, it's really just for pictures. Cause back then it was like, okay, yeah, let's braid up my hair so that it'll be easy for me to maintain my hair. But I'm like, I don't have hair, so I don't need the braids to make my life easy for the maintenance. I'm like, it's really just for a picture. So if I can do something a little bit more temporary just for photos, then yes, by all means.
Makes sense.
I'm like, I'm not about to spend $200, be sitting here for 8 hours, be braiding my hair because y'all know I'm extra. It got to be long. They got to be small most of the time, especially if it was like me getting them now. I'm like, oh, I would have to get them small because I can't have heavy on my neck right now. So I'm like, oh, girl, you would have to have
Are you making me reconsider a lot of things I didn't even think about?
Girl, I will talk y'all out of something real quick. It's like, depending on what it is, I will talk you into something or I will talk you out of it.
I'm
the queen of that. Influencer
life. Think
line.
About all that.
Influencer life.
I want the braids, but do I want everything else? Or the twist, whatever it is. I just want the style, the different styles.
I just drank on the part of the cup where the lime was like on the rim of the cup. So all I got was lime in my mouth just now and it was sour. But that drink is good. Come on, Kay's cocktail.
Catch her on TikTok.
Cocktails with Kay, man.
Recipes on TikTok.
I am Kay Nicole, man.
Right.
But yeah, hair is just hair right now. It's gonna be short for a while. I'm just really not interested in growing it back out. I'm like, I don't see a point.
Right. It's like you found something that you like and then you can maintain it and keep it up.
So easy.
Why change it? This is where we wanted to be a year ago.
I remember in your video, I was like, I just want to wash my hair in the shower. I just want to wash my hair in the shower.
I just want to feel it on my scalp.
I just want to wash my hair in the shower and not have to get out and blow dry, section, detangle, blow dry.
All the steps.
No.
It's like, once you cut them out, can you put them back in? That's what I'm starting to do. I'm like, do I need to start doing twists? And what do I need to do? Because the wash and go ain't happening. We ain't washing and going. Or it's not looking like how I thought it would look when I go. It dries a different way.
Oh. See.
It dries another way.
I don't know nothing about that. Cause...
And I'm like, huh? That's not what I intended, but okay.
I have never done a wash and go, so I don't know.
The products ain't working right on my hair. They worked right when it was shorter. I'm like...
That's tea. Huh? That's why I keep cutting it, because I'm like, we ain't trying to get no length on here, because it's going to start acting different.
Yeah, it does.
No, thank you.
That's very interesting.
No, thanks.
But okay. It's great, you know? We got our hair short.
Best decision either one of us could have ever made.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to do it. You going to do it? Because I'm going to do it. You going to do it?
I was like, Corey.
You going to do it?
You're doing it. I got to do it now.
Like, I'm doing it. You going to do it? For real? She ended up doing it for me. I was like, oh, she wasn't playing with me. I thought she did. Yeah, you did do it before me.
Oh, yeah.
You had initially did it before me. And then I think you had cut it some more after, too. But I was like, oh, she did it. I said, girl, my appointment next week. Don't worry.
Now I'm trying to see if I want to cut it again or if I want to start the journey of growing it back. Because I'm like, if I start the journey of growing it back, which, I mean, I have, but it's like, if I go back to cutting it, am I going to want to start over again? You know? I don't know. I'm trying to see if I can get past the awkward phase.
I'm like, what?
I don't know. Because I really want to cut it.
Girl,
but then I'm like,
if you don't cut that hair off.
If I cut it.
If you don't cut that hair off.
I want to grow it back again.
If you don't cut that hair off.
So we'll see what happens.
What you want to grow it back for?
Just to grow it out. I don't know. To start over.
No.
So what you want to grow it out for?
I just wanted to know. You know, some people, they be having reasons. I'm like, girl, what you want to grow it out for?
I want to see how long my hair can get. I wanted to start over with the whole cut and like start over, really get into my hair because I didn't do a big chop. I just transitioned. So,
So you want to see what it would do?
If it would be better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like if it'll grow out better. I don't know.
I'll never know.
But it's going to be a long journey. I'm seeing that. Definitely a few years. People be like, oh, my hair journey, I big chopped this year, and now my hair is... The little TikToks be like...
Y'all play too much. Hair grows fast. Let me not say it's going to grow. It grows fast.
Right, but it's okay. It don't have to grow that fast.
It ain't going
to
grow that fast.
I'm not expecting any. That's why I'm like, if I want to let it grow, I'm not going to like put a time or like want to see it any kind of way. But
for real.
I'm just going to have to accept that I'm going to have to do a lot more work with this. So maybe now that I have time on my hands, I could just make videos and, you know, do hair stuff. So
you know what I'm going to say, so...
Corey's like, cut it off. And whatever. Whatever we want to do. Dye it, cut it off, put on a braided wig.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
It's a process. It's a journey that's still happening in real time. So we're figuring it out. We don't know. Next year we might be on here like, what were we talking about?
Hair down our backs. Please.
Frontals, baby hair it out.
Come with a little bob next year.
They're like, what?
I don't know.
It's hair. So
it's just hair, right, y'all.
It's just hair.
It's just hair. Play with it. Have fun with it. It doesn't define you.
And I want to try out color, but I'm like, I like the color on shorter hair than longer.
So. Correct. Me too.
We'll see.
Because the color on the longer hair... Not the move, promise. Because it's just the styling. It's like, it's not most of the time. Well, I don't know, because you have curly hair. So, like I said, I was used to having straight hair when I had long hair. So, it was like I colored it and then I was putting heat on it. Like, come on now. How much more can you fry your hair?
Yeah.
I'm like, no. No.
I'm thinking about, like, some kind of, like, highlight. Mm-hmm. Kind of thing, yeah, or something to start, just to see,
because
I don't know. That's I've only seen color on my hair, like, I've gotten a rinse when it was straightened, but I've never seen it curly with color. And then I've had color with crochet hair, so I always like blonde or like
what is the browns and
the 1B to TI. It's like a blonde. It's like a ombre kind of look. But I always get that one and like it. But I'm like, if I really had this color, would I like it? So I'm curious. So who knows what might happen?
If I really had this, would I like it? That's a moment. Because it's like, if it was attached to my head, would I like it?
Like you said, if I lift my hair, like how is it going to look?
This is so funny because it's all an experiment.
Honestly. Yeah, it's just an experiment.
Like, you just have to try it and see. I don't know. Just do
it.
Just do it, but don't grow it out.
Corey's saying. Okay, Corey's advice.
That's just my tea for today. I don't know. That's all I can say about that. I don't know.
Probably right, though, because growing it out is just a whole nother beast. But they don't tell you when you big chop. They don't tell you about growing it back out. They don't say, oh, when you grow it back out, what you gonna do about that? You gonna have to figure everything out again, because it's a new stage that you probably never been at. So... I like that aspect of, like, relearning my hair. It's Corey. Corey. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Who knows?
Whatever happens is going to be great. So
it'll be fine. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we always do. That's a beauty. That's a beautiful thing about us. We always figure it out. It's always going to get figured out. What happened?
Ooh, I'm like, how do you keep drinking these all the way to the bottom? I think I just need to...
How do you keep drinking these all the way to the bottom?
Of course, it's gone. We should have did a...
That's all right.
A truth or drink.
Oh, we can do that still. With Devin in the room, though. He got to read the questions.
Yes.
What are the questions?
Pull them up online.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I've never done it.
We did. We can do it.
A certain question?
We're going to be lit.
Oh, Lord.
See y'all in the next video.
So thank you guys so much for watching and listening to Corey's third episode on the podcast. So, I don't know. I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited to hear an update on the journey. I think it's cool. I love the colors.
Corey's having a great time.
Giving me insight on as far as the braids and things I just didn't think about. Sometimes you just got to talk it over and be like,
Yes, put it into a little bit of perspective. That's it. I got you, sis. I got you.
So we're still on this journey. We might be back. We probably will be back.
We'll be back.
Corey will on definitely be back.
Or on mine.
Yeah. Definitely or check out Corey's podcast. Hello, it's me. That's new.
Did we talk about that? We didn't talk about that.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Just give it a little something.
Oh, my goodness. Well, check out my podcast. It's called Hello, It's Me. I am Kay Nicole. And that's just, you know, it's my platform to really just be myself. We talk about any and everything from my experiences as an entrepreneur to being a content creator to, you know, relationships, life after college, life as a creative in general. We talk about a lot of different stuff, so if you want to know more about me, more good about vibes. The people that are close to me, because I've pretty much had everyone in my close circle on the show so far, but I'm still getting some people on. But yeah, go check it out. It's lit.
We the have vibes fun. Are over there.
We have the vibe. We always bring the vibes, okay? But yeah, I'm excited too, and I'm happy to be back. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. We'll have all the links to all Corey's businesses and Crown Royal Extensions, because that's also new since. So those are like the two new things.
Yeah.
Kind of things. Yeah. I know there's more, but there's so much more. Just follow Corey. She's always popping off new stuff. She keeps you guessing, keeps it new, keeps it fresh. You know, you never know what to expect. So
I love that. I love that. That's me.
Yeah. Okay. And it's fun. So thanks for coming on again.
No problem. Anytime.
And yeah, we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.
All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Carly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. But until next week, stay proud and curly.